on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Let's start with the Irish Independent this morning, and as you probably expect with all the papers this morning, they've captured that victorious moment from Cillian Murphy when he grabbed that Oscar at the Oscars the night before last. Great picture of him in front of the Irish Independent this morning. Very proud Irishman to get hero's welcome in Cork. But mainly there in the Independent this morning is cartel boss Kinahan facing Eddie Hutch murder charge. They have recommended that exiled cartel boss Daniel Kinahan be charged over the murder of Jerry the Monk Hutch's brother Eddie, and that was 80 years ago. Kinahan cartel leader 46 is one of up to 10 suspects Gardaí want charged in connection with the fatal shooting. Kinahan was allegedly caught on CCTV near Eddie Hutch's home in the days before the murder. The recommendations were made in a file submitted to the DPP in the past week. Also in the front of the Independent this morning, holiday homes and Airbnb rentals are putting houses in scenic areas beyond the reach of locals and forcing people to move away. They account for up to 28% of housing stock in some areas around the country. It just doesn't seem to be going away, despite the fact that Kate Middleton issued an apology yesterday in relation to that particular photograph. Again, the newspapers are picking up on that, with the Independent this morning looking at the shot and picking out five particular areas in that photograph that are questionable. Of course, that was released as part of Mother's Day. There had been speculation around the health of Kate Middleton for some time. We hadn't seen her in public following her abdominal surgery some weeks ago. This, I suppose, was to mark her telling the world that she was in good health and she was ready to get back out and meet the people, following that photograph of herself and her three children. However, there was an anomaly picked up by the newspapers, particularly Reuters and PA, around Princess Charlotte in relation to her left hand, and it subsequently then called on the particular papers to pull that photograph. Now, if you're heading to Cheltenham, bad news, I'm afraid. Cheltenham's local council has declared a war on we as punters descend on the Cotswolds for the biggest horse racing festival of the year. A record number, 250,000 punters are expected to attend the event across 4 days. Now, local initiative has been put in place to combat the unpleasant side of the festival. Cheltenham Borough Council asked local businesses and residents to express their interest in water repellent paint as a way to fight back against public urination. So you have been warned if you're one of the 250,000 people who are heading out to Cheltenham in the coming days. Again, the whole referenda controversy seems to be trundling along for the government following their drubbing at the polls over the weekend. Politicians are admitting extreme nervousness about the local and European elections in June after the shock results of the family and care referendums. A cabinet source said the scale of the rejection was such that it called much into question, and the polls in the week's time, 11 weeks in fact away from the Euros and indeed the local elections, will tell a lot in relation to what the public think of the government. Irish Times this morning, again, picture of a beaming Cillian Murphy in the front of the particular newspaper this morning. And there's good news, I suppose, for people who are working. Workers are in line for their biggest pay hike in a decade, with real incomes adjusted for inflation expected to rise by almost 9% over the next 3 years, according to the Central Bank of Ireland. The positive outlook for wages comes on the back of a rapid fall off in headline inflation, which is expected to average at just 2% this year, down from more than 5% last year. Again, controversy in relation to that referendum in the front of the Irish Times. The government is struggling to contain fallout from the double referendum defeat after public divisions emerged between ministers over responsibility for the failed campaign, and a further sign of disarray after voters rejected the two proposals to change the constitution. Anti-hate speech legislation from Minister and Justice Helen McEntee has come under attack within the coalition, with many asking, is it the right time to go ahead with this in light of what has happened? Staying with the Irish Times this morning, about one in five children in the north is living in relative poverty before housing costs, a new audit office report has found. Controller and Auditor General also said that there had been a little sustained reduction in child poverty levels in the region over the past number of years. Going to the Irish Daily Mail now, Senator, I did not engage in Vote Yes campaign. This is in relation to Fianna Fáil's Elisa Chambers. She's attempted to distance herself from the catastrophic referendum results by claiming she wasn't involved in the failed Yes, Yes campaign. But pictures show Senator Chambers canvassing in Dublin for a Yes, Yes vote on February 22nd, less than 2 weeks before voters went to the polls. Yesterday, hours after party colleague Willie O'Dea broke ranks and said he voted no to both, Ms. Chambers also said on national radio she didn't really engage in the campaign or debates because she wasn't really aware of what she was voting for. However, if you have a look inside the Irish Daily Mail this morning, there she is campaigning. I think it may have been on Grafton Street, and clearly evident in her hand is a Yes, Yes leaflet. One of the big stories that was making news last week now comes up again for discussion. Finance Minister Michael McGrath has said that getting assisted dying legislation passed in the lifetime of his government is ambitious. The Oireachtas Committee on Assisted Dying last week recommended that Ireland allow assisted dying for those with terminal and neurological conditions with just months to live. Question mark, though, whether that will actually get through in the lifetime of this particular administration. Now, this was a story which pretty much came to the fore yesterday, and it's a story that you shouldn't be surprised with because it seems to come up almost annually or around major events happening in this country. And we're talking, I suppose, in relation to the price of a hotel room in Ireland. This is the Daily Mail's take on it. St. Patrick's Day hotel room prices surge by hundreds, and it gives a number of examples. We'll go through them. The Herbert Park Hotel, for example, on March 16th, that's a day before Paddy's Day, €805 for a room. On March 23rd, a week or so later, €229. Discrepancy there, €576. Croke Park Hotel, March 16th, €399. March 23rd, €199. Difference there, €200. And just picking one more, the Gibson Hotel on March 16th, again a day before Paddy's, €379. Then we go to March 23rd, €219. That's a difference of 160. But it's quite stark when you look at the Herbert Park Hotel, the difference there between March 16th and March 23rd of €576. That's almost the cost of a return flight to New York if you get it off peak. So I think that screams volumes. We got it wrong on D Hotel for asylum seekers, says Fine Gael TD, going against the Taoiseach in relation to the hotel in Drogheda, which came in for some controversy over a number of weeks ago. The government has got it wrong in using the biggest hotel in Drogheda for up to 500 asylum seekers, Fine Gael TD has said. Fergus O'Dowd said, using the D Hotel in the Louth town is not acceptable as the government has failed to secure a dual-use purpose. Of course, there had been calls for that hotel not just to be specifically allocated for refugees, but it had the dual purpose to allow tourists to come to the particular region to holiday and allow a certain number of rooms to be designated for them. However, it has not happened. Let's go to the Irish Examiner this morning. Road fatalities to rise of pub laws eased. New laws to allow nightclubs to open until 6 a.m. and pubs till 2:30 will lead to more trauma and deaths on the roads. That's according to the Road Safety Authority. They sent that in a warning to government. RSA board chair Liz O'Donnell wrote to the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Justice Minister Helen McEntee, Transport Minister Eamon Ryan and Junior Minister Jack Chambers, urging them to stop progressing the legislation on late night openings. And I don't think that is actually going to happen this year. That was the general view from the hospitality sector and government. However, it's probably something which will happen in the not too distant future. Medics, breast cancer care suffering due to lack of staff. Doctors working in breast cancer care have warned that patient safety has been deteriorating due to reduced staffing numbers and an inadequate system for record keeping. New research from Cork University Hospital and University College Cork examined how consultants and patients view the treatment of breast cancer across the health service. The majority of doctors felt patient safety had worsened or stayed the same in the past 5 years and that there were inadequate medical error prevention. That's just the way some of your papers are looking this morning.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.